dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Welcome to our little podcast. Jared Davis here. My producer, Emma, over there. I haven't talked to you in several weeks. You're doing good, right? Fantastic. And we appreciate you being here with us, too. Okay, so part of any successful business is supporting the community that supports you. And a great way to give back, especially if you're doing business here in Northwest Arkansas, is supporting the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter. Their annual Starlight Gala is coming up quickly, March the 2nd. Still some tickets available, but you know what? Individuals and your office teams can help the shelter year-round. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking with the Children's Shelter's Senior Director of Development and Marketing, Liz Anderson. So please stick around to find out more about how you can support these great kids. This is the Ethan Walton Conference Call.
Hey, suppliers. Do you have questions about Retail Link? Would you like to know more about analytics and replenishment? Good news. You can get your retail questions answered fast with Ethan Walton Chat. Just log on to ethanwalton.com and wait for the chat box to pop up. Our merchant advisors are standing by to help you right now. It's absolutely free. Chat with us today without the wait. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Yes, the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter is hosting its annual Starlight Gala Saturday, March the 2nd. And to find out how you can get involved and support the shelter, our guest today is Ms. Liz Anderson, who is Senior Director of Development and Marketing. Liz, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jared.
Hey, first, let's talk about the shelter a little bit, because I bet a lot of our listeners might not know you actually provide support not for just our community, but for the entire state.
That's right. So, yes, the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter is a 24-hour emergency triage residential center. And in our 25-year history, we've helped nearly 10,000 children from almost every county throughout the state of Arkansas. And so when you're looking at a year's time, we helped nearly 500 children. Last year alone, we provided 174,840 hours of care to children, which is absolutely amazing.
We have a lot of Walmart and Sam's Club suppliers who are always looking for ways to give back to the community. So what are those things that Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter really needs year-round?
Well, when you're looking at the shelter itself, I think a lot of people think about the basic needs, food, shelter, and clothing. But thanks to the Northwest Arkansas community, because we have so many organizations and community members that support the shelter, we're able to provide so much more. We're able to provide counseling. We're able to provide an on-site school, great nutritious meals. And so when you're looking at ways that you can help, there are several things that you can do as an organization. You can volunteer as groups. We have folks come out as teams all the time, whether they're cleaning the facilities or even organizing the warehouse to sometimes just playing kickball with the kids. That is really, really awesome to see that kind of engagement. Another thing that people like to do is go to our website and look at our needs list. We update that every month. So we assess kind of what we have in stock in our warehouse. And if we need, let's say, a certain size of tennis shoes that we don't have at the moment, we will be sure to post that on our website. So folks can go there and check it out. It's nwacs.org. And last but not least, we are excited to announce that we are opening a thrift store. And so we're working really hard behind the scenes to get it up and running, hopefully, knock on wood, by the first week of March. We will have kind of a soft opening of sorts. And so it just takes a tremendous amount of work, as you can imagine, to get a store open. And so if folks are interested in helping out, kind of, again, the sorting of donations and getting things priced and ready to go, please let us know. We are open to having large groups to come out and help on a consistent basis. Even if you're looking for something every quarter, that's always very welcome.
And if your company is interested in getting involved or finding out more about the needs list, don't forget we've got that link in our podcast description to the website, nwacs.org, where you can learn more. And this is also where families can learn more about getting involved in foster care.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's actually a new component that we've added this year to our program offerings. And so when you're looking at our staff training right now, we have incredible staff that are trauma-informed. And what we realized was that the way we are training our staff and our volunteers really kind of translates well for the foster families out there and giving them the tools to kind of help better understand children who've been through trauma and abuse and abandonment and how do we help them through that trauma. And so we have an awesome person here on staff who provides that training. Again, go to our website and we post that information on the website and you can register right there online as well. So if you are a foster family and you are looking for ways to just help your children, or even just your biological children too, to become a better parent, there are a lot of great tips and tools that are provided. I've heard over and over again, like, I should take the class as a parent just to be a better parent and to better understand some of the behaviors and some of the emotions that kids go through and how can we help them to the best that we can. So that's a really great new opportunity for foster families. And really, because we see that day in and day out, and we have such great training with conscious discipline and trust-based relational intervention and all these different programs, it's just a great way for us to kind of share that with foster families.
There's so many great ways to get involved with the shelter. But, of course, the biggest fundraiser of the year, one thing we have to highlight, the big Starlight Gala, which is coming up. What can we expect from the Starlight Gala this year?
I would have to say we get such great feedback. Everyone loves the gala every year. I think it's just because we have so many folks that come on and help make this possible. And so I do have to say, you know, our presenting sponsor, General Mills, they're so wonderful to us. And same with so many of our other partners, such as Walmart and PepsiCo and Interdeco and Hershey. And so we are so grateful to all of our sponsors. This year we are featuring this amazing new entertainment. They're actually giving us a sneak peek at how some of the best like hit songs are created out of Nashville. So these three top songwriters are coming into town and we're calling it a Nashville Songwriters Showcase. It's going to be really cool to see how they wrote number one hit songs for, you know, Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton and Tim McGraw and all the, you know, the big, big artists out there. So yeah, they're great performers themselves, but it'll be fun.
So please go to that link in our podcast description to register. You'll go right to the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter website. Liz, what else do you have coming up this year that we need to talk about?
Oh, goodness. You know, if you can't make the gala, I would say please look at our golf tournament that's coming up on September 9th at Springdale Country Club. And then also our very, very popular PepsiCo Kickball for Kids tournament. And that is September 27th at Memorial Park. And that is one of our favorite events just because you have hundreds and hundreds of folks coming out to play. It's a great way to get out as a team, as an office, play kickball. We have a Just for Fun League for folks who are not quite competitive and probably don't want to get injured either. But yeah, there's a competitive league and a Just for Fun League. So we encourage folks to come out and support the kids that way.
All right. So again, go to the website, nwacs.org, and look at the calendar for all the things coming up and great ways that you and your company can support the shelter. Liz, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Jared, for having me.
And that's going to wrap it up for this installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. We appreciate you for joining us again this week. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you the call is over. We are not emailing you any PowerPoints. You should have taken notes like a normal person.
The chairperson.